Hey everyone, I'm Mo.
And I'm J.O. And in this episode, Mo and I just got back from Rancho Cucamonga, California. We did a show out there for Rodeo Rigs. It was awesome. Basically, this part of the show is just going to be a part one. We're just going to kind of go over, you know, going out to the show, kind of things that happened before the show. And then we're going to have another episode basically explaining kind of what happened at the show and then maybe some bits in after. But yeah, guys, stick around, listen in. There's some hilarious stories and we appreciate it.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Thanks again for tuning in. Today, we're kind of doing things a little different. We're talking road trips. I feel like Joe and I have perfected, and I mean perfected, the trip from Northwest Arkansas to the West Coast, where we currently are, Rancho Cucamonga proper. So kind of go over some things, man, that we do, stuff that we really enjoy while we're out here, and talk to you a little bit about the shows that we're about to be attending.
Mo definitely has it right. Like the road trip down, not gonna say that it's easy by any means, but it's definitely a lot. You see a lot of interesting things, talk to a lot of interesting people.
I mean, this is our third time and to make this trip in maybe a few months. I think last time we were out here was December. So it's like we just drove that, you know, long stretch out here and drove it back. And then to come back, do it again, it's like I feel like we're starting to get things dialed, man. We're starting to find some real nice places to eat, good places to stop along the way, rest your head.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just like kind of run into, because I love a hole in the wall, you know. If I can eat at a hole in the wall that's especially like cheap,
yeah,
I'm doing it, you know. And like we found an awesome one in Amarillo.
Oh my gosh, right. And those that don't know, it's like, man, for us to get out here, you know, it's basically a straight shot. You know, we you know, leave Northwest Arkansas and basically jump on 40 and there's no more turning forever. But Amarillo is kind of like our lunch spot. So, I mean, it used to be Rudy's, but dude, J.O. found this place this last time in
Coyote Cove Cafe.
Yeah. C's, Creedence Clearwater style.
Yeah. And dude, I'm telling you, it was awesome. Like the burger.
If you're ever in Amarillo, look it up, check it out. The staff there was amazing. There wasn't but two people working the tables and a few people in the back. But, I mean, J.O.'s touched on it just for a second, right? That burger was dynamite.
Yeah. And, you know, and the service was awesome. Like, the girl, she would come in. Or, you know, not come in. It was if everything was all kind of in like one tiny little room.
Yeah.
I don't want to call it a shack or anything, but it had like your typical, you know, hole in the wall, burger vibe.
15, 20 people max.
Yeah. Yeah. But she would walk around, you know, knew everyone's name, every single person in there's name. Got to the point, you know, talking to us, you know, seeing how we're doing, seeing kind of where we're from and all that. Offered us, you know, drinks to go, which, you know, when I think of drinks to go, like I'm thinking of a tiny little cup. She brings out this massive, massive cup.
2 liter in a styrofoam cup's what it looked like.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I really, really like that place. Highly, highly recommend.
I mean, everything
there.
Bigger in Texas. The burger was massive. She asked if we wanted fries with our burger. She didn't tell us that we could probably split one order of fries and still have some left. So, of course, that was the thing. And those were. I mean, that was an amazing place to kind of stop and check out for a little hole in the wall, which I don't know how everybody does it driving across the road, you know. But for us, you know, it's like, man, we try and keep the doors closed as much as possible, kind of stopping for gas and not really doing much. You know, we've got a destination we're trying to get to for work was.
Yeah. Well, and it was funny that we ran into that awesome place because I remember like probably 30 minutes before we got there, we stopped to get fuel in this town, this tiny little town.
And we pull up to this fuel station because it looks a little bit nicer. It looks a little bit nicer than the Loves, you know, somehow.
Yeah, it really did. It really did look nice. I mean, it looked like a place that, would have everything you're looking for.
Yeah. But we pull up, and as soon as we get out of the truck, this guy says, "Hope y'all aren't looking for food. This place sucks."
I mean, really tore into him. He didn't just stop with the food, man. Told him everything. I mean, everything was overpriced. Everything there sucks, you know? And I mean, for a guy just pumping gas beside us, I mean, he really, really went on a rant about how much he hated this place and yeah. how terrible the food was. There's no ranch with the pizza. Pizza's cold anyway.
Yeah. No, and it checked out too, dude. I couldn't get my card to work, either of my cards. So I know it wasn't my cards. It was the fuel station.
Oh, guess where we ended up? Love's Travel Stop.
Yeah, yeah. Then also it was funny, walked into the gas station, and even the cashier I hear telling a guy that their prices are way too high and that they suck. So I was like, man, this place is like.
Yeah. Not just a rumor. Yeah. It may actually be true.
Not great.
You know, yeah, I mean, that's small town gas stations, you know, some are good. I mean, thankful for the cashier's honesty, I guess, if you know that it's going to suck. But
yeah,
I mean, it was, you know, after that experience and then stumbling on this gym, I mean, what a tasteful treat, you know. So it's like that was amazing. But I mean, we always try and stop for lunch, get out of the truck for like an hour. I know we've said it before, but it's like, man, when you're riding in this Tundra, it just does so well.
And yeah.
Our roof rack, anything like that, it doesn't add any wind noise. So it's not like we're having to put up with anything, you know, crazy or out of the ordinary. Yeah. Stuff's just how it should be.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and it definitely is always just like really good to get out, you know, because we always do it really fast. Like how fast did we make it?
We covered some ground this time. I mean, left out of Northwest Arkansas at like 6 a.m. and pulled into Flagstaff at just a little after 8 p.m. So
yeah,
that's pulling a trailer averaging just over 8.5 miles per gallon. So we're stopping a little bit for fuel.
Yeah.
But I mean, we make good time as long as there's not any kind of traffic issues, which we didn't really run into. Maybe one bad spot where we caught a couple of semis had ran into each other. But other than that, you know, it was fairly good for us. And then, I mean, making it to Flagstaff at 8 o'clock, that gave us gave us a new dinner option. Usually we pull in a little later and usually go to In-N-Out. But this was another one, you know, kind of riding that wave of a new spot at lunch, working out. We rode this new spot. This is the same for folks, you know.
Like
for hotels, man, we usually stay fairly frugal, you know, if it's like a passing by. But there's this hotel in Flagstaff, another shout out, Hotel Elevate. Keep in mind, none of these people pay us.
Yeah.
But
it's a staple, though. It is a staple. So it's like one of those deals where Mo and I have kind of gotten where every single time we come through there, we stop, you know.
Yeah.
Mo, you went out there first, didn't you?
Yeah. That may be my third or fourth night at the Hotel Elevate.
Yeah. But every single time, you know, he's gone. Or I've gone, we haven't stopped at the restaurant right outside.
No, Dirty Birdies.
It's called Dirty Birdies, which, you know, you walk in. I didn't really know what to expect.
Nope.
But there was karaoke.
Yeah.
It was on Wednesday night?
I mean, how lucky were we to walk in on karaoke night? You know, any small town, Sir William, you know, I always see him post stories about stuff like that. And it's fun to be like a fly on the wall because like everywhere, like the lunch spot, man, people know that we're not local. So we just kind of get to sit back and awesome people watching. You kind of figure out the talented singers, you know, who's a little more serious about their singing and who's there just for the good time side of it. But that place was solid, you know, but this was also that restaurant was also like the start of you ordering things not on the menu. You know, part of why we go there, we're looking up Google reviews. We know it's right by there. So we start checking reviews and J.O. finds this one that's just money. It's
because the way I do it, man, is like I'll get on Google and I'll always like kind of scroll through and find I don't ever look at the top of the list on Google review, yeah, or not Google reviews, but on Google to find a spot. I always kind of go further down the list because that's usually going to be the people that have really, really good food and good customer service, but maybe not just a ton of money to like pay for ads.
Yeah.
So that's where I went. Anyways, we go through the reviews and this guy has on there, he's like, make sure at Dirty Birds, you get the corn nuggets with honey. So I'm like, that
I mean, sound like a hit.
Yeah, that sounds incredible, like an Arkansas delicacy. So I was in. So we go into this restaurant, sit down, and immediately the girl asks us, hey, do you want to start with anything? And I'm like, yeah, immediately. I want some corn
nuggets.
Doesn't
even look at the menu. He doesn't need to. He knows what he needs.
Yeah, I need corn nuggets and honey, you know, honey sauce. This guy like straight up said, make sure you get it. She looks at me like I have two. Yeah, looks at me like I have two heads, and she was like,
"Only things on the menu, sir."
Yeah, and she goes, "Do we have that?" Yeah, and I'm like, "I Google reviews say you do, but I guess you don't."
Yeah, so. She's like, never had it. Never. She's like, "Well, we do have like these mac and cheese things," and he was like, "Jay, I was like, no, man, it was corn for sure, but I mean, we settled. There was no honey with those, but." I mean, it was quite the experience. I mean,
yeah,
they said they set us right in front of the karaoke stage. So I mean, quite a show and a meal kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, man, it was hilarious. And like a lot of the people there, man, they were just like characters. I mean, just absolutely characters. Like there was this guy that kept on going up and singing, and man, bless his heart. He just could not sing very well. Just really could not.
I'm the same way. You know, I can call. We can spot our own. You know, like I love to sing. That doesn't mean I'm a good singer. You know,
and
my best singing happens when my radio's up so loud that I can't hear myself. So I know, like, same. That's my weakness. To get on this guy for getting up there and just ripping, though. I mean, he would get up there not only not carry like a note or a tune, but like. Lyrics also an issue, you know. If he got five words right in that song, I'd be impressed. If I'd have to go back and watch the footage, but I don't know if he nailed that many.
Well, not only that, but man, he started off with not a hit. I mean, he just goes up there and turns on this like I don't even know what this band was, but it was just like this like metal like. Like just like
need, right? This is where we need Grant would know these guys.
Yeah, but you know, just double bass pedal, you know, I mean, you could tell everyone in there is not feeling this whatsoever.
It's funny that's the guy you were talking about. I was thinking of the guy that went up there and sang the country song and botched everyone. But I mean, they both could be so described many. The same though, you know. Yeah, but
there were so many.
But the same, man, you had some wild cards that you wouldn't think could sing, and they would knock it out of the park.
What was it, Becky?
Oh man, Becky, Gina.
Yeah. They were incredible.
Those two really put it together. And Gina, man, she was a little bit of a mover, man. She'd always put in a positive message anytime there was a break in the song, man. She'd tell you about, you know, only you know who you are, and you know, keep grinding, man. Screw this, and you know, don't give up. And I was always like, dude, Gina, man, trying to move the people like deeper.
I know.
Deeper note.
I know, dude. She was getting it, man. And then we had this other guy that came and man, I'm telling you, he could sing. Like, seriously, he did like a soul version of Cover Me Up by Jason Isbell. And dude, I'm telling you, like,
man, talented.
I about wanted to record it and send it to Jason. Not that I know Jason or anything, but I bet he wanted to see it. So
I mean, it was good. The cool thing is like I said, just being a fly on the wall of these places and getting to, like I said, I mean, everybody else was, you know, Wednesday night, good timing, man. I mean, JL and I just in here eating a French dip, and JL's got this meatloaf going. And
that was incredible.
What a vibe, right, though? Yeah. It's like, I always enjoy traveling, and it's fun. I mentioned it to you at the dinner. You know, I was like, man, I've almost been like coast to coast in the past month, you know, Florida, now back out here. And it's like, it's always cool to stop in and see people just, man, just trying their best, trying to be happy, do what makes them happy. You know, I mean, you called it that one guy that would sing. I mean, he was singing every four songs. It's like, you know, he looks forward to karaoke night.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe favorite night of the week.
He's probably like some like logger, you know, actually, we're in Texas. He probably wasn't a logger. Probably out in the old field or something, and out there all day just thinking about, God, man, I'm going to go to the karaoke bar after here.
Tear it up tonight.
Belt my heart out, buddy.
Yeah.
So I was in. I
mean, it was good. I mean, like I said, for a dinner and a show kind of deal, I mean, found it. So now we've got a spot in Flagstaff that was money.
Yeah.
The hotel, I mean, Elevate, last time it kind of let us down. We were probably the first people to stay there since summer, so we had to turn the heat on this time. I mean, all systems go. Room worked like a champ.
And I'll tell you, man, like, it's pretty clean, and it costs what, like $86?
$86 American.
Yeah.
I'm talking, you find a room anywhere for $86 American, you're winning.
Yeah, absolutely.
That like, the room, I mean, I've had some bad hotels. I mean, won't get into that, but this one, all good. Good things, you know.
Mo, real quick, speaking of American, I want to go ahead and make a... Normally, this whole interruption for the discount code is, like, not very smooth. Yeah. We're going to go ahead and just make it smooth right here. We'll be right back. Or I'm sorry. We'll do it the old Dr. Phil way. We'll keep it right here.
Is that what they say?
I think that's what they say.
I got to trust you, man. Anyways, he was never my doctor.
We'll be right back. Hey, guys. And in this episode, for our discount code for the next 2 weeks, it's going to be Road Trip 15. And that's all caps ROADTRIP. 15 Road Trip 15. Use it now.
Yeah, check it out. I mean, we're gonna have some stuff in stock before you know it, so if you're looking, it's coming.
Do it. All right, guys. Hey, welcome back to the episode.
Whoa, caught me off guard. I didn't even have my mic in my hand.
Oh, sorry, dude.
I'm back. I knew once your voice started going, we was live.
Yeah, live.
But not live. This is a recording, pre-recorded.
Yeah. But anyway, so we left Flagstaff after having the good time at old Dirty Birdies.
Yeah.
And then what happened after that?
Well, I mean, we went back for breakfast the next morning, tried them out again. I mean, dinner was so good, we went back for breakfast, another walk over.
Yeah, and what time was that? Because it's pretty funny about kind of what we saw while
maybe
we were
like
there.
6 in the morning.
Yeah, it's about 6 in the morning. And this really, I mean, you go in, it's not just like a terrible looking restaurant or anything. So it's nice, but it was funny. We walk in and we see one giant group in the same room that we were at that same night, you know, kind of like in the more karaoke bar-ish area.
Yeah.
And they're having like a safety briefing, like for their company. A
lot of reflective vests.
Yeah, yeah. And for like a construction worker. Yeah, it was hilarious. And then we go walk into where they're serving breakfast, and you know, it's 6 in the morning. There's a guy sitting up at the bar drinking an entire pitcher of beer just in one sitting.
Night shift, baby.
Yeah, you can tell he just gotten off work, you know, from the night shift. But
I mean, it was good. Again, right? You know, covered the bases, man. I mean,
yeah.
had some protein and some French toast. French toast was star of the show.
The French toast was incredible, I will say. The food was really good there.
Yeah, shot us down the road. But, I mean, from that puts us, you know, Flagstaff to California, and this was a new one for us. I'd heard our van guys talk about this, but I don't know if you're aware or whatever, and maybe this is like an old wives' tale, but it's like we had heard that, like, and right as you cross the border, you can't pull a trailer over 55 miles an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
I said 55 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Which some of the locals told us that's not true.
That was all hoopla. Here's the bad news is that we had to drive from the border of California to SoCal before we found that information out. So,
yes.
I mean, it was nuts. You know, I mean, crazy to think that that's even real life. You know, trailer laws out west. I mean, California, how about you? I mean, 55 seems psychotic. But then, like you said, you know, once we found that out, now getting around pulling this trailer has been so nice.
Except in town.
Well, that's everything.
That's to be expected.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, we have to park a little ways, man. We get our walking in, our steps in, but wouldn't trade it, right?
We've actually had really, really good luck, you know, with the trailer situation, though.
Dude, I'm telling you, first night, the girl at the hotel, I mean, she was a miracle worker. I didn't know if we were going to be able to park the truck and trailer at this place we stayed at.
Yeah.
And I mean, dude, she's the same. I had to work on her. She kind of nice lady, not feeling it at first. At first, she just told me Publix parking. You just kind of get in where you can. And then
yeah.
got her outside, got her look at the truck and trailer. And, dude, next thing I know, she's giving me a double spot to park. Let's security know that we're taking up both spots. Everything's legit and kosher.
Yeah. We got lucky on that, man. You definitely sweet talked her on that.
Too good.
Yeah. I was impressed. But I'll tell you, you know, also something that was really funny that happened on the way over to California that I just thought about. So we were on our way and we were on the interstate, you know, absolutely just bumper to bumper traffic. Cannot, I mean.
Dude, this is terrible. This is just like California highways in general, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad you brought this up. I can't believe this, man.
Yeah. Bumper to bumper. And we're trying to get over into this lane. And it's like it's one of those situations where it's a four lane highway. And the only way that we can get to where we need to go is by getting into the right two, you know, lanes. And it's not like we were just trying to cut the whole, you know, group or nothing.
But like 3 miles back, like this traffic is like jammed up
for a long way.
So I ended up cutting a lot of people. I could see why they didn't want to let us in, but you would think the out-of-state tags, they would let us in.
Also, where we cut, too, keep in mind we're pulling a trailer, so that's one thing. But also, where we cut was so far from where the final destination was that it was like...
It was like we'd realized our mistake, and we're ready to get in and zipper in, and we're ready to sit in traffic. We're committed, man.
Exactly. So I just wanted everybody to, like, fully know before...
We're not just cutters.
Yeah, we're not just, like, cutting. Anyways, so we see this silver Tacoma.
Yeah.
And we see him, and we're like,
mild build, just started.
Yeah, super mild, you know, lifted, wheels, tires, that's about it. But we're like, you know, hey, this could be a guy. This could be a guy that knows about
us. He's going to let us in.
You know, not that we're like real cool, super cool, like mojo guys or whatever, but we're like, hey, maybe.
It's a sweet tundra, right? Who wouldn't want to let us in?
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, so Mo is like starting to try to cut in, and the guy's like
committed, like offensively trying to cut in.
Yeah, and the guy's not having it. So I roll down the window and I'm like trying to, you know, use my nice casual Southern hospitality. And I like kind of roll my head out and I'm like, hey, can you please let us in? You know, like I'm like being all nice, smile. I make sure I like extra smile, that kind of deal.
This next part, priceless.
The guy, his passenger, who keep in mind is on the phone, not driving the vehicle, looks at me, just shakes his head.
Shit, no, man.
With his phone still on his ear, just shakes his head and just goes, nope. Well, actually, I couldn't even hear him, but I could tell by his mouth. He just goes, nope. And I'm like, dude. luckily.
This is, I mean, so good.
Yeah, luckily, the driver, you could tell, did not care what
he said. He's
operating
the vehicle.
And he goes ahead and hits the brake, lets us in.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I'm super nice, you know, gentleman. And I just kind of look at the guy and say, thank you. But I about wanted to give him no dirty bird, if you know what I mean. Because I was not happy. His old passenger.
I mean, I was dying. You know, you're not even running the car, man. But he is calling the shots on a phone. Yeah. Probably trying to call his buddy, tell him not to let us in.
I was like, dude, who are you? Freaking Trump yourself? Like,
dude.
Yeah.
Running the show. I mean, but that's California. Like I said, it's different for us. You know, that's the thing is like, I think people think that since we're driving in this state, that we're from this state, and we understand how all these highways mesh and intertwine together.
But we do not.
Man, we are winging it. If you ever see this tundra and this trailer in tow,
watch out. I've got
the indicator on, man, flash them lights. Let me in, man. I'm not trying to cut.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, but no.
I mean, we've always enjoyed our time out here. That's the thing is, like, I don't know if we'll ever get used to like being out here. You know, it's like we can come visit everything, but it always feels so new. And then, you know, y'all have seen our tundra. It's got all our products all over it.
Yeah.
And it's just a massive truck. And so to try and navigate some of these roads, parking spots, you know, I've mentioned it before, just not made for trucks like this.
Yeah.
All you guys driving dualies, Will, SoCal boys, you know, hats off to you for wanting to drive one of those things around.
Yeah. But no, we've honestly had a really good time, you know, so far. Like, we went and saw some dealers, you know, that was a really good time.
Oh, anytime we get to visit with folks, you know, and then went out last night and kind of got some content, did some night photography. So kind of cool to go into the city at night and kind of see that, you know, it's not like we were running all through the streets, but found some cool spots. I'm sure y'all will see those photos. I mean, it's always so epic, you know, and then able to catch a Cars and Coffee event that's been super cool to us. So it's like, man, we've been fortunate out here. Like I said, always good visits out here.
Yeah. I mean, we had no idea about this Cars and Coffee event, and then ended up showing up, and not going to lie, it was a bunch of like cars that did not match our vehicles whatsoever. I mean,
and I mean, the Tundra's a nice truck too, you know?
Oh, so, yeah. It's no slouch.
But I mean, still though, that's the crazy thing is, even though, say, man, if I can upload a picture right here on the YouTube, we'll show you a picture of a Porsche GT3 RS parked right beside the Tundra. And so you're just like, it's that type of Cars and Coffee thing. And then plus the Tundra.
Yeah.
And I mean, there was a group of Forerunners that we ended up making fast friends with.
Yeah. Well, no, and it was really funny too, because we, you know, I'm talking anything from like 19, like what do you think that Bentley was? Like a 40s, 50s Bentley?
Maybe older, maybe 20s. Dude, I don't know.
Same. So sick. Had literally the original Trasheroo on it. It had like one of those like
leather saddlebags all over, right?
Yeah, it had like one of those like little side wheels, you know, on the side of the vehicle, and it had a saddlebag on it. I thought that was pretty awesome, but super cool Bentley. You know, anything from probably like that car to, heck, there was one of the off-road Lamborghinis, or two of them there.
Yeah.
Two off-road Lamborghinis.
What are these, Storados?
I mean, don't get me guessing.
I think that's what they're called, but either way, super cool cars. I mean, super cool, but same, welcomed us with open arms.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's like the fun thing we figure out on these road trips is Joe and I, like, we know we have to work at some point, you know, we're going to be working the weekend. But it's like, man, it's like that winging it in between is like, you can find so many off the wall things to do. No matter what you're looking for, you know, it's like, man, these places usually have it. And it's fun to explore, like I said, to go to these places and be not a local and kind of see how folks are living around the country is just always, always cool.
Yeah, you know, and especially like, man, we always try to like keep it like pretty car related, you know, so it's like, because our big deal is we always try to, you know, dive into the community. So as you guys know, and it's cool because it's like, you know, we get to go to the Cars and Coffee. We get to go to this tunnel that's like super, you know, known for like getting car photos taken in it. You know, it's like, man, like we just, it's just really cool to see like how all the local car communities do.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is like, we know how we do it, how we live back home. And so to come out here and kind of like, try and live through y'all, you know, we kind of look up, you know, where good car shots would be or stuff like that on the internet. And going to some of these places, you know, it's like it's very different, very cool. You know, always appreciate the folks and the hospitality we get, you know, traveling across the country. And it seems like, man, if you are nice to folks, they will be nice back.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the one thing J.O. and I have
figured.
Yeah, like it's like, man, from home to here, it's like, man, you're a good person. You're going to get that back tenfold, and just a good way to be. Like I said, we've met great people, you know, just from, like I said, between here and there, and always fun.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we, and we'll be going to Rodeo Rigs tomorrow.
Yeah. And then, tomorrow's work day. And then we're back out in Pomona.
Yeah.
Probably the Wednesday this show drops, we'll probably be out that weekend, if I'm not mistaken. I'd have to look at a calendar, but I'm pretty sure that's how it will lay out, you know, because I think but either way. So, yeah, same. If you guys are listening, if you guys happen to be in that area, come out to the Overland Adventure and Power Sports show there in Pomona. We'll be there. We'll have the Tundra there. Rovi should be there with his white 4Runner. So super cool, man. Like I said, we'd love to meet y'all. We've got some swag with us. So come by.
Yeah. And guys, thank you for listening in, and
always appreciate it.
Yeah. And we're going to have another episode, you know, probably after the show tomorrow about the Rodeo Rig show. Yeah, so
maybe we'll intertwine them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Part one.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, guys, yeah, we'll see you on the next one. Check us out at backwoodsadventuremods.com, Instagram's backwoodsadventuremods.
Yeah, and we've got a bunch of new products coming out. So if you guys are listening and you're unsure if any of these things fit, whether it's the dog bone, the universal bike tray mounts, any of those things, give us a shout. We'd love to help let you know how this is going to work. We don't want it to show up and you hate it. So
yeah,
please reach out.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Peace.
Goodbye.